you're a tough guy, people are always going to want to take a shot at you.
In the 1990s, where so much on the music scene had become tame, conventional and severely lacking in rock and roll attitude, Kid Rock and the Twisted Brown Trucker Band were a breath of fresh air. They're smart, lewd, outrageous, genuine and righteous, just like any other good rock band should be. Injecting the music industry with their own brand of dirt and debauchery, wholesomeness is the very last thing on their minds. Other than when he is looking after his child, there is no shame in Kid Rock's game. He's one of the few stars around today that has genuine rock attitude and punk spirit. Even if you never hear his music, you just need to look at the photographs. In most of them, Kid is seen to proudly give the one-fingered salute. It has been claimed that nobody else can give the bird quite like he can. Yet despite being the most credible pop star in America, Kid gets self-effacing and even a little embarrassed if anyone tries to call him the saviour of rock and roll. Perhaps he is genuinely modest, but for someone who said in the lyrics of his albums that they would reach platinum sales, modesty may be unlikely. The truth could be that he just knows the limitations of what he's achieved. Ultimately, he has not achieved anything particularly new. He may have blended rock and rap with several other styles thrown into the mix, yet several other bands were already doing this long before he came along. However, despite not being outstandingly innovative, he is at least distinctive and one of the best at what he does. This was perhaps always his intention. Pioneers, although often earning themselves a place in the history books, traditionally end up penniless. Of course, this is not the Kid's style. Instead, he let other people break the new ground, only to come along himself a few years later and show everyone how to really do it. As he has always said, he is here for a good time, not for a long time. Longevity may therefore not be on the cards. Even his record label Atlantic told him that they may drop him a few years down the line should he fall out of favour. Being someone who lives for the moment, Kid admired this honesty, but it is not like him to be too concerned. With his own record label and street-smart attitude, it is unlikely that he will ever be out of the spotlight for long. Having grown up on the streets, later to hit the big time, the concept of selling out is never too far from his and his fans' minds. Some compromises may have had to have been made when signing the record deal, but it is widely acknowledged that Kid is anything but a sellout. Staying true to his background, he has never pretended to be anything that he is not. Always open and honest, sometimes to a fault, he has relinquished none of his beliefs and attitudes just to get commercial success. Even the task of having to curb his lyrics has been done with tongue planted firmly in cheek, such as when a line from Cowboy was bleeped out by a sarcastic voice saying the words, "radio edit." The question remains, what next for Kid Rock? Whatever happens, with the breakthrough success of Devil Without a Cause, a chapter has ended in his career. It was sealed in perhaps a very symbolic way. At the 1999 MTV Awards show, Kid Rock and Josie stormed onto the stage with the Twisted Brown Trucker Band kicking up a glorious racket behind them. Strutting on stage next to them was hip-hop heroes Run-DMC and evergreen rockers Aerosmith. Between them, they all belted out the song that started it all off way back in 1986. That song was, of course, Walk This Way. Even the title is appropriate to Kid. Young Bob Ritchie, after all, had used the same formula as this very song, building his career on its simple crossover concept. With his own unique approach and strength of character, he had hit the heights just like his heroes he was now performing with. He had walked that way indeed. Yet Kid had succeeded where hundreds of others failed. The secret of his success is a combination of many things. Grit, determination, and sheer brazen attitude would no doubt be among them. Authenticity and the knowledge that he has lived what he raps about have also given him the edge on other rock star wannabes. But perhaps the most likely explanation is to be found written in the sleeve notes of the Devil Without a Cause album. It's one of Kid's favourite quotes, and its message is simple. It says, "If it looks good, you'll see it. If it sounds good, you'll hear it. If it's marketed right, you'll buy it. But if it's real, you'll feel it." For as long as Kid continues to live it, there will always be those who feel it. This, of course, is one of the very reasons that rock and roll exists. As Kid himself said, there ain't no party like a Kid Rock party, because a Kid Rock party don't stop.
Thank you for buying Maximum Kid Rock. We hope you enjoyed it. Watch out for further titles on Chrome Dreams coming up soon. If you did enjoy it or have any comments or suggestions, write to us at Chrome Dreams, P.O. Box 230, New Malden, Surrey, UK, KT36YY, and tell us so. We've got free copies of our next release for the best letters, so don't forget to include your name and address. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye for now.